Hello, hello, hello. This is Harrison. You are listening to 91.5 WMFL, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Oh,
right. So that was Jack Straw into Deal from January 11th, 1979. Really, really great show. Sorry if there's some static on your end. It's playing from like an old recorded cassette because this show somehow doesn't have an official release. That's the best sounding one that I could find. But really, really good stuff. Wanted to let the Jack Straw completely play into Deal. So hope y'all enjoyed that. Really fun line in the Jack Straw, which is they change out one of the lyrics to say, "We used to play for Acid, now we play for Clive." Clive, of course, being the head of the record label that they were signed to at the time. Good stuff. Yeah, so it's first day of classes. Taking a little break to come in the studio, play some music for you guys. I'm going to stick exclusively to the Dead today, so if you're into that, stick around. If you aren't, check back next week. But yeah, so that was from 79. We're going to keep it in late 70s because that's what I've been listening to a lot of recently. And now we're going to move over to 77, specifically November 6, 77, from Binghamton, New York. This actually got officially released as a Dave's Picks, so it should sound significantly better. This is a really good truckin' that I like a lot. Normally I'm partial towards like early 70s for truckin', but this is a particularly great one from a bit of a later period. I really, at some point, I wanted to play the whole second set from the show because it's just an absolute scorcher, but I don't think I have the time for that. So we're going to play Truckin', and then I'm going to peruse around, find some more stuff to play. So yeah, this is from November 6, 1977. Enjoy.
Got them.
So that was Truckin' from Dave's Picks Volume 25 from November 6, 1977. Kind of a rare Truckin' closer, actually. Then the encore was Johnny Be Good. But there's a really, if you enjoyed that, there's a really cool section in this show that is St. Stephen into drums, into Not Fade Away, into Wharf Rat, into St. Stephen, back into Truckin'. And that kind of closes out the second set. It's really, really good. Followed by a also pretty solid Scarlet Fire. Not my favorite, but still pretty good. And then there's a lot of other good stuff sprinkled in throughout this show. Yeah, we're going to keep it going. Got a St. Stephen from 1976 in Boston, of all places, actually. Back when it was still called the Boston Music Hall. It's a really good St. Stephen. I was listening to, I forgot to bring it, of course, but I was listening to, I have on wax, it's 1969 St. Stephen from Fillmore West, I want to say. That was really, really good, but don't want to play that if I don't have the record with me because it sounds so much better on that. So we're going to stick with this. Again, St. Stephen from June 9th, 1976. Enjoy.
Yeah. dog, he's got the calling home. Function comes to crawling, light up be woman, spinning that curious sense of your own.
Pop quiz, which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
You know, that's a great question, PSA. Why do they punish us more heavily for that? So that was St. Stephen from June 9th, 1976 in Boston. I really like that one. I kind of wish the final verse went on for a little bit longer, because that's honestly my favorite part of St. Stephen, but whatever. So fun little bit of dead history today. Today in 1969, they played Playboy After Dark on CBS. And if you're at all familiar with Grateful Dead history, you know what happened, which was the band Soundtech Bear, as he was lovingly known, spiked the coffee with a certain drug that the Dead loved in the 60s and 70s, and everybody drank it. Minus, and this has kind of like become a myth that Hugh Hefner was part of this, but he wasn't. He actually only drank sealed bottles of Coca-Cola from a trusted staffer, which is hilarious and also incredibly forward-thinking when you have the Dead around you. But yeah, chaos ensued. I wanted to play some of it, but I'm going to be honest, it doesn't sound very good, like the recording that exists. And it's, you know, pretty all over the place, as you can probably tell from the situation. But it's a fun little story and remains one of probably the most famous bits of Dead lore. It would be that Playboy After Dark segment. And of course, there's the letter that was sent out from Playboy after the incident. That's pretty funny. I don't think I can read it on air, though. Not gonna lie, I was pretty unprepared for today because I was focused on classes. So I'm still trying to figure out what to play. I'm thinking we might throw some Cornell in here. I think that could be good. You know what? We're gonna throw Cornell in a little bit later. I'm gonna play a woefully underrated Dead song that doesn't get enough love. Dupree's Diamond Blues. This is from Dick's Picks, Volume 18, February 3rd, 1978. Enjoy.
We'll
So that was Dupree's Diamond Blues from 1978, and got enough time for one more. It's tough to say that I'm playing a late 70s set without including probably the most famous of the late, I guess mid to late, 77 isn't super late, 70 shows from Cornell, which is rightfully pretty famous among deadheads for being just, you know, really, really good. So I'm going to play probably my, it's my favorite off there. I'm going to play The Morning Dew towards the end of the set. It's really, really good. It's about 15 minutes, so it'll be the last thing that I play. Thanks so much for tuning in, especially if you got classes today. It means a lot. I'll have this time slot for a couple more weeks, I think, and then possibly move somewhere else. We'll see. And yeah, that's pretty much it. It's been Harrison on a 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been Stranger Waves, and I'll see you next week. So, yeah, this is Morning Dew from May 8th, 1977, Cornell. Enjoy. Thank you.
Yes, it does. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome to my web, boy. Got you in my sight. Put you under my spell. Wrap you up nice and tight. There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Welcome to my web, boy. No need to be shy. Walk into my arms, look into my eyes. You'll feel my love potion melt your blues away. Trust in me, don't be afraid, don't be afraid.